24, no tax.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I owe the opening segment of this particular show to our one of our great listeners, a gentleman by the name of Clay. Clay says, and I quote, "Al, I really wish more people would think and discuss the implications of the dollar going forward. Most people have read and heard the many reports on history of the current dollar starting in 1913, as that has been a juggling act of various methods of support backing. First gold, as the U.S. was on the gold standard before 1913, then the petrodollar after 1971, when remaining gold reserves of U.S. Treasury had been mostly liquidated, now has become the gun-backed currency where the federal bankers engage military to enforce the dollar onto others. Strange how this repeats itself through history as one empire after another goes through the same or similar sequence of events." I have got a currency expert on the line with us right now. I think this guy is the foremost of those particular people, Axel Merck of Merck Investments. What do you think about that comment, Axel?
Well, history repeats itself, I suppose. And the one interesting comment about it is I sometimes hear, oh, I'm going to do something about the falling dollar if and when it happens. Well, mm-hmm. It will not happen the last couple of years, last 10 years, 30 years, 100 years. Pick your horizon. Doesn't mean the dollar goes down every day, and indeed it could even go up for a year or two or something like that. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the way I phrase it is we're just better at spending and printing money than the other folks are, no matter what problems we have in the rest of the world.
What I find to be very, very interesting is that, among other things, we do seem to be forcing the dollar on some countries that really don't particularly want it. You know, and I can think of a number of examples, certainly in the Middle East. You know, I point to the petrodollar, which involves an awful lot of countries. There are a number of people who are attempting to move away from the petrodollar. You know, rumor had it that one of the reasons that George Bush ordered troops into Iraq way back when was because Saddam Hussein indicated that he wanted to get away from U.S. petrodollars. Any comments, Axel?
I don't really want to get bogged down into conspiracy theories.
No.
One tends to lose the overall picture, but a couple of general comments I can make is, one is that indeed, a superpower, be that, ancient Rome, be that the U.S. these days, it is darn expensive to keep up the military might. And the way that all these cultures have evolved is by debasing the currency. Interestingly, there is one exception to that, and that is ancient Greece. The when Greece invented democracy, they also happened to find lots of precious metals in their islands, and it was the Athenian owl that became the standard in the region, because all the little islands, well, they printed gold coins, but then they debased them. In Athens, the Athenian owl was not debased. It's the only currency ever that kept its purchasing power for 500 years. So the Greek were cheating left and right already then, but not with their currency. So it is this one time in history it did happen differently. But other than that, yes, you debase the currency to try to promote your cause, and it's just getting ever more expensive, be that with entitlements or the military might.
I'm assuming in your new book that was just published by Wiley and Sons, I'm assuming that you discussed this in your new book. And let's talk about that a little bit. You know, Axel sent me a copy of a book that was just published again, as I said, by Wiley. The name of the book is Sustainable Wealth, Achieve Financial Security in a Volatile World of Death and Consumption. Axel, what do you talk about in this great, you know, piece of work?
Sure. Well, the first half of the book is about how the global dynamics work and our assessment. And then the second half of it is a personal finance type of guide where we tell people, individuals, what they can do about it. One of the things that we notice is we talk about these big themes, but what do they mean to you? What do they mean to your savings? It says, yeah, we talk about the Chinese doing this and the Americans doing this and that. And in your audience, many people also say, hey, listen, we have to go back to the gold standard, this or that. Well, Forget about it. You can't rely on the government moving back to a gold standard. You have to think about your own personal gold standard. You can't trust that at anybody, and it doesn't matter whether, I mean, obviously we talk to an American audience, but it doesn't matter where you are in the world. You've got to take care of yourself. And so what do you do in a world that's increasingly less stable, where money is losing its function as a store of value? How do you manage in that sort of world? And you can, I mean, abstractly speaking, if you're an asset allocator, throw out that risk-free component in your portfolio model. And you can do that when you're a sophisticated investor. The folks who get burned in this sort of environment are the mom-and-pop savers who simply want to do the right thing and put the money into a savings account, obviously, as they're purchasing the power gets eroded. And so what I do in that book is to discuss about how these dynamics have come about and also where I believe we'll be heading in. And not so much about the decline of this empire or that empire, but more as far as talking things like the path of least resistance in Congress being inflation, where the one thing you agree on is to erode the purchasing power of the sort of promises that you make to retirees.
You make a comment here in the book where you say that staying the course when governments or markets change the rules may be hazardous to your health. My gosh, of course it's hazardous to your health, don't you think?
To your wealth in particular.
Wealth,
you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not quite sure anymore which word I chose there.
Yeah.
But either one is probably applicable. But yes, exactly. I mean, it's a too often we get lulled into this saying that, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of you. You see that on the politicians in Congress, you see it all the time, of course, but the Federal Reserve as well. Ben Bernanke, head of the Federal Reserve, hey, trust us, we have this inflation target. Therefore, we will make sure inflation is not going to get out of those bounds. And as long as everybody trusts us, it will hold. And that's very nicely said. I do not doubt his intentions. I do not doubt his intellect. But I do doubt that he can follow through on that. And because of that, I'd rather not rely on somebody else's trust and rather trust myself and try to take some precautions about it.
You know, I have to tell you, that's what the little blonde lady and I have been doing now for quite some time. And we've done pretty well. But I have to say, we've gone against the trend. If you look at savings, and I'll use the word savings here, because I consider saving and investing to be one and the same in a very broad sense. But if you look at that and if you decide, well, I'm going to follow the trend, for lack of better terms, I'm going to follow what I read in the conventional press, etc., I have to tell you, you're going to be in big, big trouble. You're going to be in more trouble than my former neighbor at our old house, who he and I were chatting one day back in about 1999, 2000. You know, I was cutting the lawn and he came over and we started to talk about finance. And I said, so how's your IRA doing? And he just got this really sad look on his face. And he said, but I didn't take personal responsibility. And he said, you know what? It's down 50%. 50% for this guy would be devastating, because that would have been absolutely down in size, big size. Now, Axel, in the book, you offer a plan to spend, save, and invest wisely in the face of, as you call it, an uncertain world. Just real quick, kind of summarize that for us, will you?
Well, in a nutshell, of course, is that you spend less than you make. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
And really?
That's a unique thought. That's a really unique thought. Obviously, it goes a little bit beyond that.
Sure.
But that's the basic notion. You take charge. You just mentioned taking charge. If you outsource something and you don't manage it properly, if you have an investment advisor, well, have an investment advisor if you want to, but you've got to manage the process. And if you do it yourself, you're in control. One of the themes in there is that if you lost half your money in 2008, well, odds are, obviously you should have been more risk averse before, but if you lost so much, odds are that you can afford to lose less. So all these pundits that tell you, hey, you have to double down, well, only if you can sleep with that at night, only if you can afford to take that risk. Because ultimately, if you take the small steps, if you put some money aside gradually, that is the kind of the old school recipe, is a far more easier way to succeed. Now, at the same time, of course, you want to understand the one or the other thing about what's happening in the monetary world, because that does affect the way that you allocate money. But overall, it is not rocket science to live prudently.
It's not rocket science to live prudently. Okay, we've got a place on our website where you can get this book if you so decide. Axel, thank you so much. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the newaffinityhealthproducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at affinityhealthproducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, this has been a very, very interesting week in the market. There's no question whatsoever about that. One of the ways that I try to protect myself and my family is, you know, I invest in little mining companies, as you all know. And Before I invest in them, I give you 3 days' notice and I'm going to pull the trigger and buy a stock. And before I sell them, I give you 3 days' notice and tell you that I'm going to sell a stock. The company that I'm really interested in right now is a company called Northern Gold Mining Incorporated. They are a sponsor on our website. I was introduced to Northern Gold by Laura Stein when I was down in the desert at the California Investment Conference. My buddy Roger Wiegand has been following Northern Gold now for close to a year. He likes the company a lot. I did along with Roger, we did a bit of an overview of Northern Gold earlier in the week on a daily editorial, but I wanted you to hear about the company from the man who pulls the reins, so to speak, Martin Shefsky. Martin is the president and CEO of the company. Very, very interesting man. I spent a couple hours chatting with him when we were down in the desert. Since that time, I have done a fair amount of due diligence of my own on the company. I like it a lot. I probably will be buying shares in it, but again, I will truly give you 3 days' notice before that happens. Mr. Shefsky, how are you, sir?
Very good. And yourself, Al?
Well, I've got a cold. What can I say? Your flagship...
I think that's been going around.
It's been going around. Your flagship project is the Garrison Gold Project, okay? And it's located east of Timmins. It is, I think, perhaps a company that has nothing, or a property, I should say, that has nothing but potential. Let's talk a little bit about that first.
Very good. I would totally agree with you. Lots of potential, lots of development that's already taken place. We have two 43-101 reports already on the property, the first being on the John Paul deposit, which is a high-grade, narrow-vein, typical Gesser Porcupine deposit on the north side of the property, and we have a large bulk tonnage open pittable situation on the south side of the deposit.
You know, you got involved in there because you felt that it was something that you could bring to fruition rather quickly. Talk about that a bit, if you would.
Well, yes, a lot of work had been done on the property by Lac Minerals in the 80s and 90s. We had over 500 historical drill holes on the property. That gave us a wealth of information from which to base our go-forward strategy as far as how we were going to develop the property. As I said, most of the work had been done on the high-grade, narrow-vein underground deposit, but we decided to focus to the south of there on a large bulk tonnage, open pittable situation that we believed we could bring to a production decision a lot faster than we could an underground situation.
Well,
so that's where we've focused all of our exploration work. We've come out with an initial 43-101, which we then followed last year with an updated 43-101 that included a preliminary economic assessment. And we will have an updated 43-101 coming in the next 30 days.
Okay, let's talk about what we have right now in terms of those numbers, and then we'll talk. And then we really, I don't want to talk about the next 30 days because that's really forward-looking, but let's talk about what you've got right now first.
We have initially a 43-101 on the John Paul deposit, which is the high-grade, narrow-vein underground deposit, of 310,000 ounces, and then we also have a 1.15 million ounce resource on our Garcon deposit, which is the large bulk tonnage open pittable situation.
So right now, if you look at the 43-101 numbers for the company, you're up to about 1.5 million ounces. I would have to say for a junior, that's pretty darn interesting.
I would agree totally with you, Al. I think it's a very good point from which to go forward. We believe the deposit is open to the north, to the east, to the west, and at depth. And better yet, it starts from surface with very minimal overburden that generally runs, you know, from a few inches to about a foot.
Yeah.
So a very clean, easy-to-mine deposit.
You know, it's interesting. You've got a market cap right now of around $34 million, and that strikes me as representing, if nothing else, a very interesting opportunity, and it's a situation that I think that people should take a look at. How are we fixed for capital, Martin?
We currently have about $6 to $6.5 million in the bank right now, so we're in pretty good shape. No immediate need to finance. The drills are turning and will continue to turn with four rigs on the ground. We're currently in the middle of a 70,000 meter program for 2012 as we expand the deposit along strike and at depth.
Well, where you guys are located there, a bit east of, south and east, if I'm not mistaken, of Timmins, for both the John Paul project and the Garicon project, I've got to believe that in terms of infrastructure, sure, the normal stuff has to be put in, but in terms of essentials, roads, et cetera, you've got to be in pretty good shape there, I would think.
It is spectacular, Al, in that we are literally 300 meters off a major highway, and we have two producing mines on either side of us. So we have all the infrastructure, we have the power, we have water, we have excellent relationships with our First Nations neighbors, and we're finding gold at a very low cost per ounce.
So right now, what is going on the two properties right now?
Currently, we're focusing on the Garicon.
Mm-hmm.
The John Paul will be something that we will look to do as we put the Garicon into production. We'll go back to the underground. But right now, it's just drilling, expanding the deposit. We're building the team to move this towards production. We now have 40 employees on site. That does not include our drill contractors. And we just continue to build the database of information.
And the new NI 43-101 compliant resource numbers will be out, you're thinking, within the next 30 days or so. That could be actually a red-letter day for the company, you know, and I'm not even speculating on what those numbers could be, but based on everything I've heard, I would have to say that those numbers are probably pretty good. So what I'm going to say here, as of Saturday, for sure, Big Al's going to pull a trigger and buy some stock in Northern Gold next Wednesday. It's my official notice right there, and I will buy it out of the open market. This strikes me as being an interesting situation. This is not investment advice. I want to stress that. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I'm just telling you what Big Al and the little blonde lady are doing. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Brett Cook is helping me out here. Brett is a geologist. He knows an awful lot, certainly as much as anybody. Let's forget the awful lot. He knows as much about things like the technical aspects of geology, et cetera, as much as anybody does. And I rely on him a lot for information. Brent and I were talking off the air about an issue that a lot of you folks have brought up on the blog, and the issue has to do with global warming. You're basically saying something that I don't know very much about this, but everything that I have, every conclusion that I've come to is that global warming is really, in fact, kind of a bit of fiction. But Brent and I were talking about that, and I said, Brent, do you know anything about it? And he said, well, as a matter of fact, he said, I do. And I said, you know, I'd love to chat with you about the pros and cons of this global warming thing, which was global warming, as you know, was introduced big time by the former vice president. It was really brought again to the forefront with the current president. You know, the carbon emissions, he's saying, are a very, very bad thing, et cetera, et cetera. And we got to change that. And he's making it one of his mandates to change that. I personally think, given the total scenario of what's going on right now, that perhaps isn't the most important issue that needs to be considered, but the administration and certainly the greenies really do. Brett, global warming, what's the premise? What's it all about?
You're probably not going to like what I have to say, and neither are some of your listeners. I actually got a minor in climatology way back when I graduated, and I haven't really studied it since then, except I have been interested in this topic for quite a while and put a lot of research into it. Global warming is indeed a fact. It's happening right now, and it's happening in a way and on a scale that really hasn't happened in the past. You know, we can go into the details of that if you like.
But yes, I would.
It's a fact, and it does affect the outcome of that is climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing climate change.
Okay, we're seeing climate change. But I guess the first question I would ask, and I got a lot of questions on this that I'm going to throw at you, but we're seeing climate change. Okay, is that necessarily as negative as President Obama and his folks would say that it is at this moment in time?
Well, I don't know what he's actually saying, and there's two sides, there's two aspects of this issue. One is the science behind it and what it means for people living here on Earth, and the other is the politics behind it, which, both sides of the issue are taking this to extremes and ignoring the science. So I think it's best to ignore what the politicians are saying and the people with vested interest on either side and just look at the science.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question there. Let's look at the science, okay? But it's all about carbon emission. Is that correct?
To a large degree, yes. It is carbon emissions.
Okay. Now, does that mean that the economies of the world should do everything they can to shift away from the current energy sources?
I think, I do. I actually think that would make a lot of sense. What's happening here is, there's debate as to, well, this is a natural thing. The Earth always changes over time, and we've had glacial periods and warm periods, et cetera, and that's all a fact. But what's happened now, since basically the Industrial Revolution, we've seen the CO2 increase dramatically. And we know that the CO2 is increasing due to the burning of fossil fuels rather than other natural causes like volcanoes because of there's two types of carbon isotopes, C12 and C13. Without going into details, one of those is only released by the burning of fossil fuels. And so that ratio has increased dramatically, and we know that the carbon increase is due to burning of fossil fuels. We know that CO2 is, in fact, a greenhouse gas, so the science is solid behind all that.
Okay, now, having said that, let's talk about the practicality. Let's talk about this particular moment in time, March 17th, as this is airing on Saturday, March 17th, 2012. Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way. But let's talk about what we can do. Now, the administration is saying we need to get into solar energy, we need to get into, other types of energy. And I don't disagree with that. But it seems to me, if you just talk about something like one aspect of this, i.e., let's go into solar energy or wind energy, for example, you can't do that overnight. And I think an awful lot of serious federal governmental funding is being basically thrown out the window towards companies that really, really aren't fundamentally sound. And the proof is in the pudding with some of the examples over the past, couple of years.
I don't disagree with that at all. That is basically what government does, is throw money, bad money after bad money.
Yeah.
And we can look at that in everything they do, including the military and et cetera. And there is no way that we can instantly switch from a carbon-based system fuel to solar, nuclear, whatever. It's going to take time. But I think it's the direction we should go, and it should be driven by market fundamentals. And that's, that plays into uranium, which is still the biggest hope we've got in terms of cleaning up or decreasing our carbon footprint.
So maybe what I'm hearing you say is that this is a very emotional issue, on the part of both sides of the aisle in the United States anyway. And what I'm hearing you say is that, yes, in fact, something does need to be done. The problem is a real one. It isn't just hocus pocus. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. And we talked about the costs. For whatever government does to push us or the U.S. towards more green energy. But we're ignoring the costs of what the carbon going into the atmosphere is doing. Those costs are sort of, we don't see those costs per se, but what we do see is in terms of droughts, floods, sea level rising, all those sorts of things are costs that are being, we as the people that are producing it aren't paying for.
So you're saying that's the things that the government is saying are happening, droughts, etc., that is in fact a result of global warming, and that's a reality. Is that right?
To some degree. I mean, this is a real complex system, but and we know and the scientists that build these models and that, they make predictions based on what they think is going to happen.
Yeah.
And for the most part, these predictions in these models are coming true. So that's how you test a thesis. You propose it, test it, and if you're, you know, you adjust it depending on what the results are. And for the most part, we're seeing their predictions come true, but we're dealing with such a short time frame here in terms of, you know, decades,
mm-hmm.
whereas this whole thing's going to take hundreds to thousands, well, hundreds of years to evolve.
Okay, it's going to take hundreds of thousands of years, well, hundreds of years to evolve. All right. Now, so basically you're saying that global warming is, in fact, a true situation that exists today, correct?
Yes, it's undisputable if you stick with scientific data, and by scientific data instead of, I mean, peer-reviewed scientific papers and such, not people that come off the wall and make these statements that, well, the volcanoes are putting all this in the air, so it can't be carbon, you know, CO2 from energy burning or fossil fuels.
Okay, so basically what we're saying is, purely and simply, we're saying that carbon emissions caused by the fossil, by the burning, by the usage of fossil fuels, is in fact something that is causing a significant change in the climate of our planet, correct?
Yes. The vast majority of information and data and scientific studies point to that. Certainly it's not conclusive. There's always questions out there and such, but the overwhelming majority of legitimate scientific research points to that.
Okay, now, I want to say something in wrapping this particular segment up that's really important. I've known Brent for a long time, okay? I met Brent 6 or 7 years ago. Brent is certainly not of a liberal bent, I have to tell you. Brent is someone who very much thinks out everything that he says. And what I would like to suggest here is, I know this particular segment is going to cause a certain amount of controversy, but what I would like to suggest here is that you folks come back to me with your opinions. I really would like you to do that. You could do that on the blog. Number two, I want you to come back at me with some sources. And you know what Brent Cook's going to do? He's also going to give us some sources to support what he is saying. This is an issue that's worth bringing out in the open. There's no question about it, you guys. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Got my friend Simon Mihailovic on the line with me right now. You know, you guys all know about Simon. He is a gentleman who works in Manhattan, handles bullion situations for high net worth investors. Very, very bright man. We met courtesy of Laura Stein down at the California Investment Conference, and the little blonde lady and I spent a fair amount of time getting to know Simon, and I have to tell you, I have nothing but respect for this man's intellect. He is a very, very astute economist, to say the least. Simon, you and I were talking off the air a little bit about what's going on in the economy, about how people are led to believe that perhaps everything is okay. The emperor is wearing a tuxedo as opposed to the emperor not wearing any clothes. You have a very, very interesting scenario on that, a very interesting scenario as to what is going on right now. Can you share that with our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. What we're talking about is that the United States and the Western world in general is going through a process of deleveraging. That's meaning, and that's nothing that your listeners don't know, and it's nothing you haven't discussed before. There's too much debt, and the debt cannot be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
Like in any bad situation, there's a way to work it out very painfully and quickly, or less painfully and over an extended period of time. So what we're talking about is the four elements that are involved in trying to get from here to there are some way to reduce debt, some way to tighten your belt, which is austerity, some way to transfer wealth from those who have it to those who don't have
mm-hmm.
it,
sure,
and some way to monetize the debt, so to reduce the real value of debt. So yes, we still owe a lot of money, but it doesn't feel as much. I'll give you an example. On 57th Street in New York, there's a Carnegie Hall. I looked it up for the purpose of thinking about this, while I was thinking about these things.
All right.
Carnegie Hall in 1890 cost $1 million to build, land and construction.
Downtown Manhattan.
It's the premier venue for classical music.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful building. Across the street from Carnegie Hall right now is going up a tower. It's called 157 West 57th Street.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 80-story tower, the bottom of which will be Park Hyatt Hotel and the rest of our condominiums that are being sold. The penthouse is being marketed for $110 million. It's going to be on the 78th floor, 6 bedrooms, 10,000 square feet. $110 million for a box, 80 stories high, when 120 years ago, a monument, architectural monument of incredible value, was built for $1 million. So when we're talking about gold and when we're talking about all these things, We're talking about nominal targets in prices. In our understanding, it's today's dollars. I was listening earlier, your conversation on Kitco today, and people are talking about maybe a target of 2,000 by the end of the year. In what money are we talking about?
Yeah.
I think that you cannot divorce the things I'm talking about with deleveraging and the prices that we're talking about in nominal terms from the real terms. So the point I was making with this deleveraging is that the elements of reducing the debt through monetization, through some defaults, through some tightening of the belts, and from taking from the rich and giving, or from people who have the money, which is the savers, and giving it to the people who don't have the money, which are the borrowers, is a process that we're going through. What pace it goes on under, the Fed is trying to make it slowly. They're trying to create a situation where they can preserve social cohesion, where they can preserve some semblance of normalcy and put people to sleep as their savings are being taken away, quietly and slowly. And that is the point of owning precious metals, and that is the point of owning hard assets, and that is the point of being diversified, because we don't know exactly which way it goes. The danger, the path that they're trying to walk, has two sides to it, or two, whatever you want to call it, two ravines on both sides. Deflationary collapse on one side, and hyperinflationary collapse on the other side. They're walking a tightrope. Can they walk it down all the way? I don't know. Europe, I mean, the exogenous factors are plenty. Chinese crash, European crash, banking crash, any one of these things can come in and derail the scenario. But the positive scenario that Bernanke is trying to implement, relatively positive scenario, in other words, you're going to lose all your money quietly and slowly. You may not even realize it while it's happening, is walking this path of balanced stealing from those who have it and giving it to those who don't, having some people default, printing some money along the way. And that's what he's trying to do. And that's why, so that's your good case scenario. You know, you wake up and you don't have anything. It wasn't overnight. It was over an extended period of time. So therefore, I think precious metals and things that preserve their value over time against debasement, not just precious metals, could be some real estate, could be art, could be collectibles, could be various types of things, maybe interest in companies and things like that as well. That is what I think people need to do in this environment.
I got an email from a listener on our blog. I want to read this because it is so appropriate to what you were saying right now. Sean says, I've always tried to live a life that is devoid of counterparty risk. I have no debt, no mortgage, one well-built older car, and I live very close to public transit. My family only has one credit card that is always paid off. I also own four new pair of expensive walking shoes at all times. I have investments in art, gold, and silver, bullion, and precious metal stocks, mostly juniors. I have to tell you, this is a man that, who, in my opinion, really, really has his act together. Now, I guess the question, Simon, I have for you is, I don't see this whole situation as playing out well. Do you?
Well, personally, I don't. But so far, we have to say that the attempt is working. So far.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they being the powers that be, managed to stop the crisis of the 2008. I guess the best way to describe it is this. It's like a heart disease. There is disease, and then there's a heart attack.
Yeah.
A heart attack is an acute moment in the progression of the disease. And just because the patient has been stabilized and the heart attack itself has been stopped, it doesn't solve the heart disease issue.
Mm-hmm.
So the disease we got, and that's what we're living with. And, you know, you need maybe heart surgery, but we don't want to do surgery because that's very painful. That has all kinds of risks with anesthesia. I'm using a medical example, but it's obviously it's an economic body.
It's exactly
and,
right, yeah.
Right, and so the underlying condition has not been taken away, and we're living with it. So the central banks are trying to create the environment where they think that the patient will, the patient being the wealth here,
mm-hmm.
that the wealth will die slowly over time, and by that time there will be something new going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a hope. Whether it's going to work out or not, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to predict, and it's difficult to envision that you can calibrate something this complicated in such a fine-tuned manner for an extended period of time without some sort of debacle. Nobody has ever done it before.
It strikes me as being almost an impossible task. I want you to do me a favor. Describe your firm, IDESIS Capital.
Sure. I mean, IDESIS Capital is a firm that for the past 15 years has been focused on structured credit, which has nothing to do with precious metals, But over the last 5 years, we've started personally to protect our wealth investing in precious metals. And a year ago, we concluded, on the basis of our understanding of what happened in the financial system and how the overleverage that we're suffering from has been achieved, which is through securitization. Its ability to transfer risk without people who are buying the risk understanding what they're doing. It's abnormal lending, if you want to call it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Most of debacles of the past, of credit cycles of the past, have been based on normal lending, which maybe was over-optimistic, but it was normal in the sense that people who were lending the money had reasonable basis for expecting the money to be paid back. When we went into securitization model of lending, we have moved into an area where people who were lending the money had, and still don't, have any basis for concluding that they will be repaid back because they're relying on the ratings of the rating agencies and they're not doing their own credit analysis. So lending money to Greece, for example, is an exercise which clearly is abnormal lending. Nobody expects to be paid back. So in that environment, we've concluded that to preserve wealth, we've gone through different types of assets and thinking about it and concluded that assets that would protect wealth have to be outside the financial system because the financial system, we believe, has been compromised and remains compromised. It's a polite word for insolvent. And so what are those assets? So there could be, as I said before in this program, could be real estate, it could be art, it could be other things.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with a lot of assets that are not gold is that they're not ubiquitous. There's not a one price. They're very subjective in valuation. And so while they do preserve, and land and things like that, so while those assets do preserve wealth, what I would call through the trough of the crisis,
mm-hmm.
in other words, over a very extended period of time,
yeah.
In order to get real value back, you need functioning markets. You need stability.
Right.
Nobody is buying farmland in the middle of a crisis. Nobody is buying Rembrandts or paying fair price for a Rembrandt in the middle of a crisis.
Right.
Gold, however, is a form of currency. Whether you like the price or don't like the price, it's a fair price every day because it's a price that's quoted on exchanges around the world. There are two fixings a day for gold. They're published. So nobody will say to you that today in Philadelphia it's $50. I'm quoting from a movie Trading Places where the hero is trying to sell his $6,700 gold rush in a pawn shop, and they tell them that today in Philadelphia it's $50.
I've never heard an argument any better than that for purchasing gold. Stick around. We're going to be back with the second hour.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.